Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we come to the Independence Day holiday, let me share the story of Nancy Green, someone who rose from humble beginnings to become a national figure. Nancy Green was born into slavery in Kentucky in the year 1834. Her husband, George Green, died before the end of the Civil War. She eventually worked for two generations of the Walker family, moving with them to Chicago in the early 1870s. Over two decades later, on the recommendation of her employer, Judge Charles M. Walker, Jr., Green was hired by the R.T. Davis Milling Company. For this company, she served as an advertising character named after a song from a minstrel show. In 1893, at the age of 59, she made her debut at this job at the Columbian World Exposition in Chicago. Working beside a 24-foot-tall flour barrel, she put on a pancake cooking exhibition. While working, she sang songs and told sanitized stories about life in the Old South. Her work at the World's Fair was so much appreciated that she continued to work for Davis Milling for the next 20 years. She promoted the company's pancake mix and thousands of personal appearances at fairs, festivals, flea markets, grocery stores, and food shows. Eventually, she was replaced by younger women and spent the rest of her life living with nieces and nephews in the Chicago area. She died in 1923 at the age of 89 when she was a pedestrian killed in a traffic accident. She was buried in a grave in Chicago that was unmarked and unknown until 7 years ago. A headstone was finally placed on her grave just 2 years ago. While Nancy Green's accomplishments might not be significant enough to merit her appearance on one of the 20 U.S. quarters now being struck to recognize prominent American women, she left her mark on American history. I'm sure almost all of you have heard of the character she portrayed. You see, Nancy Green was the original Aunt Jemima. That's it for today. Celebrate America's independence this weekend. Then come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.